Nolte, Left Wing Atlantic, "The Problem with Jon Stewart is Jon Stewart Himself." By John Nolte on April 21, 2022. The Atlantic, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories, destroyed Jon Stewart this week with a devastating look at how the former comedian has lost his edge, and audience, not that he ever had one. The Atlantic points out that Stewart's latest failure, Apple TV's The Problem with Jon Stewart, is attracting only 40,000 of Apple's 20 million subscribers and seeks to explain why. Here are the most insightful and delightful excerpts. When Stewart was at the peak of his powers, no one could pack more ideas into 22 minutes of comedy. But something has turned. Now he's the one who seems overwhelmed by complexity and prone to oversimplification. He's the one who gets called out for fumbling facts, for missing the point, for being out of touch. Stewart spent the first three decades of his career expecting failure. And instead somehow he managed to go out on top, on his own terms. No wonder he's seemed lost ever since. If The Daily Show was a parody of a nightly news show, though, The Problem often feels like a defanged Real Time with Bill Maher. The Problem with Jon Stewart is a strikingly unambitious, defiantly untimely show that confuses thrift with substance, as though spending money on anything but office furniture is a sign of intellectual unseriousness. The Problem with Jon Stewart is Jon Stewart Himself. To add insult to Stewart's ego injury, the whole article is framed around the fact that Jon Stewart's career fortunes exploded in 2004 when he tore into Tucker Carlson on CNN's Crossfire. Yeah, well, as the article is titled, "Who's Laughing Now, Pal?" Stewart is only attracting 40,000 viewers, or one half of 1% of Apple TV subscribers, while Carlson is now live on primetime television, 5 days a week, for an audience far bigger than Stewart's Daily Show ever drew. The thing about Stewart is that he's always been a failure. The Atlantic writer makes the absurd claim that during his Daily Show days Stewart was some kind of powerhouse. But that was all a mirage fabricated within the tiny subculture of the elite media. On his best night, Stewart attracted somewhere around a measly 1.5 million viewers. He only seemed bigger by way of a gaslighting campaign in the corporate media. Think about it. 1.5 million viewers is less than 3% of Obama voters, those who should have been his core audience. Stewart was never popular, persuasive, or effective. He was a shameless clown protecting the establishment, and in return the establishment rewarded him by rebroadcasting clips from a TV show no one watched. The problem with Jon Stewart is that he never was all that with a bag of potato chips, and now that every television comedian in the country is aping his left-wing shtick, the emperor has been revealed as having no clothes. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, that British asshole on HBO, Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, etc., they all watch Jon Stewart earn basement-level ratings and still garner praise and millions of dollars from a left-wing affirmative action program that rewards obedience over merit and performance. Then they jumped on that gravy train, leaving Jon Stewart, who's never had anything to offer, in the dust. Worse still, Stewart's not even bright enough to grasp this. He's so bubbled and arrogant, he thought he could regain his crown when that crown had nothing to do with his talent. The corporate media crowned him for his fealty, not his brilliance and certainly not his ability to attract an audience. Sure, Stewart can make faces and talk in funny voices, but so can a thousand other guys, and now those guys have cracked his code and shoved him aside. Sorry, John, but there's only so many seats at the entertainment and media's affirmative action table. Stewart's time is up. He knows it. Can't deal with it. And this is why he's having public meltdowns. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.